Hannah Bellinger has always been more comfortable helping others shine than claiming the spotlight for herself. As a production assistant at Stormborn Studio, she meticulously coordinates schedules and manages talent requests while dreaming of becoming a music coordinator. Despite consistent praise for her work ethic, she lacks the confidence to ask for the promotion she deserves, watching others advance past her while she remains in the background. When temperamental director Sergei relocates their film to Westport, the fishing village where Hannah's sister lives, she finds herself returning to a place filled with complicated feelings about her family heritage. With nowhere to stay during the two-week shoot, Hannah accepts an offer to room with Fox Thornton, a charismatic local fisherman with whom she's been exchanging nightly text messages about music for 6 months. Their virtual friendship began during Hannah's previous visit to Westport and has become a highlight of her days, with Fox's eclectic playlist recommendations somehow always matching her mood perfectly. "I noticed the lack of you," Hannah once texted when Fox was out on his fishing boat, simple words revealing the depth of connection they've formed despite never acknowledging the attraction simmering beneath their friendship. Fox Thornton has spent his life defined by others. Westport's notorious playboy who doesn't fish local waters. At 31, he's become exactly what everyone expected, never challenging the assumptions that have followed him since childhood. When Hannah arrives, Fox struggles to maintain the emotional distance that has protected him for years. His apartment reflects this, sparse and impersonal, with little beyond fishing gear and a hidden record player purchased after their day together in Seattle. His reluctance to accept the captain's position on the Delray reveals deeper insecurities. "The crew barely takes me seriously as it is," exposing his fear of responsibility and failure. As Hannah settles into his apartment, Fox finds himself caught between growing feelings and his belief that he's unworthy of her. "You're leading lady material," he tells her while tending a wound on her forehead, silently questioning whether he deserves any role in her story. In Fox's apartment, their relationship deepens beyond text messages. When Hannah confesses feeling like a supporting actress rather than a leading lady, Fox sees the remarkable woman beneath her self-doubt. This vulnerability strengthens their connection as they recognize qualities in each other that others, and they themselves, often miss. The apartment becomes their sanctuary. Fox, typically viewed as a womanizer, shows thoughtful gestures, preparing Hannah's room with candles, cooking homemade soup, listening attentively to her insecurities. Hannah notices these contradictions, seeing the caring man beneath the playboy facade. Their conversations reveal how external perceptions have shaped them. Hannah struggles to advocate for herself professionally despite her talents, while Fox deflects emotional intimacy with sexual innuendo, a defense mechanism he barely recognizes. When Hannah suggests they pretend to be sleeping together to make her boss jealous, Fox refuses, unwilling to tarnish her reputation, revealing his protective nature and deeper feelings. Music bridges Hannah and Fox's deepest emotions. Their connection began when Fox left a Fleetwood Mac record at Hannah's sister's doorstep, prompting Hannah's first text. Since then, shared playlists and simultaneous listening sessions have maintained their bond across distance. Hannah aspires to become a film music coordinator, creating soundtracks that enhance storytelling. Discovering sea shanties written by her father, Henry, gives her an unexpected connection to her heritage while pursuing her passion. Fox's hidden record collection, carefully selected albums in a locked cabinet, reveals how deeply music has intertwined with his feelings for Hannah. Though he downplays it as just cool the way you talked about music, Hannah recognizes its true significance. Their shared musical moments create intimacy beyond physical connection. When Fox sings Henry's sea shanty, A Seafarer's Bounty, Hannah experiences an emotional breakthrough, connecting with her father's legacy through Fox's voice. Music becomes their language of vulnerability when words fail them. Hannah and Fox's relationship struggles stem from self-created barriers. Fox maintains emotional distance through casual hookups, while Hannah settles for supporting roles rather than pursuing her desires. Their breakthrough begins when Hannah refuses Fox's sexual advances, demanding emotional intimacy. When he attempts seduction with practice lines, Hannah takes control by touching herself, an act of vulnerability rather than mere pleasure. Her statement, "You're enough when you're not touching me," deeply confuses Fox, who has always defined his worth through physical prowess. This forces Fox to confront his insecurities. Later, he reveals being labeled a heartbreaker since childhood and having his college girlfriend admit she'd been using him as a hall pass, confirming his fears about his reputation. Hannah's response, simply holding him, accepting his flaws, challenges Fox's belief that he's unworthy of meaningful connection. Meanwhile, Hannah finds courage by boldly presenting her father's sea shanties to the film's director despite opposition, embracing both personal feelings and professional ambitions. The climactic moments center on brave choices that defy established patterns. Fox accepts the captain's position on the Delray, a responsibility he's avoided out of fear of failure. Hannah declines Sergei's offer to become music coordinator, having discovered her passion in independent music production. When Fox's crew members mock him for seeing Hannah, their disbelief confirms his worst fears that he'll never escape his reputation. Though he knows he should end things for her sake, Fox can't resist attending the rap party at Cross and Daughters. Fox's attempt to break up with Hannah, for her own good, represents his final struggle against vulnerability. He confesses, "You're going to be successful, and I'm going to be here doing the same thing I've always done," revealing his deepest fear that he's incapable of change. Hannah refuses this ending. "You're wonderful, and I love you, okay, you stupid idiot? So when you've done some thinking and pulled your head out of your stubborn ass, come and find me. You're worth the wait." This ultimatum forces Fox to choose between losing Hannah or protecting his fragile self-image. This story explores breaking free from others' labels to discover our authentic selves. Hannah transforms from a self-described supporting actress to confident music producer by recognizing her own worth, understanding she deserves to pursue dreams and be loved for who she is. Fox confronts how his identity was shaped by expectations. Labeled a heartbreaker since childhood, he developed a self-fulfilling, promiscuous reputation, realizing he'd been trying to live up to what everyone expects of me, external labels that became internal prisons. Their relationship thrives because they see beyond these labels. Hannah recognizes Fox's kindness beneath his womanizing reputation, while Fox appreciates Hannah's strength when she sees herself as merely a background character. This mutual recognition creates space for authentic self-exploration. Their journey reminds us we can rewrite our stories, stepping from supporting roles into our own spotlights and finding relationships that celebrate rather than constrain us. The courage to be vulnerable and stand firm in our worth captures not just passion, but lasting love.